Hello, I am going to talk about what I did last Christmas. So, before Christmas, that time's called the Advent, and in some places you give children Advent calendars that have 24 doors, and you open one door on each day in December leading up to Christmas. And there's usually a little piece of candy or chocolate in there, and that's the way you count down to Christmas. For those of us who are not actual children anymore, but maybe children at heart and who are programmers, there is an alternative on the internet, which is called the Advent of Code, which looks like this. And just to be clear, I'm not affiliated with that. I'm just a consumer, like many other people. And so that gives you an advent calendar that every day opens a new programming puzzle, which is it's a sort of a basically a fancy math puzzle that sort of poses a problem, and you have to basically just type in the answer. But the problem is so hard that it's not solvable. So just on paper or by thinking about it, you have to write a small program to compute the answer, and it gives you an opportunity to sort of think about algorithms a little bit and things like that. And everybody can approach that any way they want. There's no specific programming language that's required or anything like that. All you have to do is read the problem and type in the answer, and the program you can write any way you want. And so you can use this as an opportunity to practice your programming skills or maybe learn a new programming language or anything like that. So I've seen some friends do this the last couple of years. This year was the first time I did it, and for some reason I don't actually remember anymore, I decided to use a new programming language every day. So I have some new learning to do every day leading up to Christmas and keep myself busy that way. So these are the languages that I used, and I mentioned the advent calendars, at least the ones I'm used to, have 24 doors. So the last one is opened on Christmas Eve. For some reason, the advent of code has 25 days, which also upsets me because it makes these two column lists uneven. So these are the languages I used, and there's no particular reason why I chose those. I just wrote down a list of languages that I knew and tweaked it around a little bit so adjacent days are not too similar, so you don't have like C and C++ on the next day. And that's it. And then I just went for it. So my connection to free and open source software is I'm involved in the Postgres project. So my main expertise is C programming. So I started sort of with those languages that I knew, and then toward the end I added languages that I'd not really used before. So to show kind of where my starting point was, the green bold languages here are the ones I used a lot before and I was quite proficient in. And then the red ones are languages that I had literally never used before, so I had to basically learn them on the spot. And then the other ones are sort of in between. So it's about a third of what I knew, a third totally new, and a third in between. So the way the